Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Father, I thank you for this day. Father, this is the last Sunday of the year. Lord, I am so thankful. I'm so grateful to be able to minister in this last year. Father, there's some people that didn't make it this far. Lord God, I pray for the loved ones. And Lord, I lift them up. But Lord God, as we begin to break bread and get the last word that you have for us for 2019. Father, I thank you. It'll be a word of awakening. It'll be a word that will put us on alert. In Jesus' name we do pray. Thank God. Amen. All right. So what I'm going to be talking about today is understanding Satan's strategy. Understanding Satan's strategy. Now, I'm not going to be glorifying Satan. I'm not going to be talking about the devil, he this and he that. But I don't want us to be ignorant. I don't want us to be unlearned to his strategy, to his plan. We got to stay alert. We got to be mindful that he is on his job and we need to be on our job. We need to be alert. We need to be vigilant. We need to be sober-minded. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. We have an adversary out there. I want you to know that. We got an enemy out there. It's a devil out there. And saints, he is trying against relationship in any and every kind of relationship. Because he against relationship. He don't want us to have a great relationship with one another. He don't want us to be in unity with one another. He don't like that. And so we have to be mindful of that. So when situation and as we grow and go and aware of that, being aware of that, then we know how to handle it much better when it comes. When we see him show his head, we'll know how to recognize him. We'll know that this is the enemy, and we'll know what we need to do, what kind of action we need to do, and not get upset with the individual because they are being used by him. But we are still being mindful. We are know how to bring things in line with the word of God. Amen? So we need to know that and not let these things slip. Now, you know about the enemy. You know about our adversary. You know all about that. But don't let it slip. Don't get so caught up in the moment. Don't get so caught up in the holidays. Don't get so caught up in it. Don't get so caught up in and doing your thing and rejoicing and everything. It's okay to do that, but keep one eye open. Be alert, that spiritual eye. Be alert, be aware, be on guard, because he'll try to come in and he'll sneak in and try to do that. Now you say, well, Pastor, are you trying to frighten me? No, I'm not trying to frighten you about that. What I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to get you to be sober-minded, trying to get you to be sober-minded, alert about what's going on and what we are dealing with. Just trying to get you sober-minded, not trying to exalt the devil in no kind of way or magnify him in no kind of way, because he's going to be the devil. He's going to be that. It's a reality, and you know that. But just stay alert. Always be on guard. Always be on alert. And like I was telling you earlier, our military is never, everybody never just takes off and be asleep. They out there. They're on alert. They're on guard. They are watchful. And they checking our adversary out to see what kind of activity they got going on. So we need to do the same thing. Amen. And we're going to see some things. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Let's go to Joshua 3. Joshua chapter 3. Amen, amen. Thank God for you this morning. If you got it, say praise the Lord. I give you a few more minutes. Some of you might be on your iPhone, your tablets. You might already be there. But the rest of you is probably turning and flipping some pages, and that's good. That's a good sign. We're talking about Joshua chapter 3, let's look at verses 1. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Sibmit and came to Jordan, he and all of his children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed it over. They was getting ready to go over the Jordan River. Verse number 2, and it came to pass after 3 days that the officer went through the host, through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priest and the Levite bury it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Verse number 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. Watch this here. This is what I wanted to want you to see. For ye have not passed this way before. For ye have not passed this way before. Do you know we finna go into 2020, a new year, a new me, a new us? We never been that pathway before. We never entered into 2020 before. We never went that way before. And they was getting prepared. They was getting ready. And that's if you're going to do anything, it's always preparation for what you're getting ready to do. We hadn't passed that way before. And so we don't know what, watch this in, we don't know what 2020 going to bring, but we know that whatever come our way, whatever we are facing, God allowed it, he permitted it, he going to allow it and permit it for our good, because all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. And as we approach it that way and see it from his perspective, see it from his point of view, we won't be so down and out when it happened. We never went this way before. We never been this way before. We never been in 2020 before. That's going to be some challenge. That's going to be some uncertain. That's going to be some things that take place and transpire on that journey. But don't get weary and well done. Be alert of what God is doing. Rejoice in the good days, and then those days that's not as good as other, count it all joy. Yes. Come on now. That's the way we're going to have to approach that. That's the way we're going to have to go there, because we're going away. We're going down a highway. We've never been that way before. What we're going to do, we're going to trust the Holy Spirit. Like we sung that song this morning. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. We got to welcome him in our decision making next year. We got to welcome him in. And as we welcome him in, I'm here to tell you, nothing will catch you by surprise. You'll be ready when it take place. You'll be ready when it come down the pipeline. Because he's going to let you know what's going on, the Holy Spirit. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, if you open up and allow him to come in, to guide you, to lead you, and to be with you. He said, I will never leave you. That's mean that his presence will never leave you.